Are you done with being that pregnant or postpartum mom in the gym who is always stuck on the sidelines feeling horrible, saying, "How come no one ever told me this?" Are you ready to finally say no to a mom life filled with excess weight, injury, overwhelm, and fatigue? Then help is here. Welcome to the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, where we dive deep into the information you need to be the strongest woman in and out of the gym, even if you are a mom. If you are done going through your pregnancy or postpartum fitness journey clueless and unprepared, if you are ready to commit and say yes to being that badass fit mom who is shredded and stronger than before the baby, well, listen up. Because this is where we talk about all of the things your doctor or trainer never told you about, so that you can achieve the body you want and take your athletic strength and performance to the next level. Get ready, because here's your host, Daisy Bravo.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Today was recorded live in my Facebook group, the Strong Moms Pregnancy and Postpartum Fitness Education and Support Hub. Because this training received such an amazing response from my group members, and because it is a topic that a lot of moms are interested in, I wanted to share it with you here on the podcast. But first, a heads up that this was a live training. So from time to time, you will hear me interacting with the people who are watching the training. Sometimes I ask questions, and sometimes I give shout outs to audience members. So if you are interested in joining my Facebook group, connecting with other strong moms, getting access to more live videos, recipes, workouts, health and fitness tips and tricks, I encourage you to head on over to the show notes and click the link to join my Facebook group, the Strong Moms Pregnancy and Postpartum Fitness Education and Support Hub. And so you don't feel left out, I have included any links, products, or references made on today's episode and place them on our show notes, also on the Strong Moms Fitness website, and in the description of the replay video in our Facebook group. So I look forward to seeing you in our Facebook group and hope you enjoy this episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. So again, hello and welcome. And I'm just going to jump in and get started. If you've noticed, I haven't been live for a while. I haven't been putting out any podcasts in a while. I have been doing a lot of posts, and I've been seeing a lot of you guys engaging with those posts. So I do want to thank you. I haven't shared this with my podcast people yet. So I'm releasing this today so that my podcast listeners can jump in and join in on the workshop. So what is the workshop? Now, I designed this workshop because there is a lot of confusion out there about how to get started with your workouts after baby and how to do that the right way. There are a lot of misconceptions out there that if you've worked out throughout your pregnancy or before your pregnancy, you know, you've been in the gym the whole time, that as soon as your doctor gives you clearance, then that just means that you are ready to go about your regular old exercises. And that couldn't be further from the truth. And so I put a post the other day, I don't know if you noticed, I put it on my profile, and the post was, does anyone like leak when they work out, like pee their pants when they work out? And someone put a comment on that post and said, that happens from being postpartum. And I kind of felt like sad, and I didn't know if she was like joking or like mocking my post, but I was like, oh no, maybe like a lot of moms don't know this stuff, that, you know, after a baby, if you notice that you are, you know, peeing when you sneeze or when you're like doing some jumping or running and you're noticing some leakage, that's not a part of getting old.
where, yes, there are some leakage concerns that are affected by old age. And I'm not really kind of talking about that. But what I'm talking about is the fact that a lot of women after pregnancy do suffer from incontinence. And again, it can be from doing like some impact, but it can also be from like coughing and sneezing too. And most people just put it aside and say, well, one, it's no relation to their pregnancy. And two, some of them are just like, this is just normal. There's nothing to do to help, you know, there's nothing I can do to help this. And that's kind of what made me sad and kind of gave me, you know, relit the fire under me that this workshop that I'm doing is super important. So I did create this program generally for women who are interested and ready to start working out after their pregnancy, but maybe you don't know the best place to start. And, you know, most of women that start working out after baby, in their mind, typically the number one goal that they're trying to accomplish is weight loss. You know, I want to get into my old jeans or, you know, swimsuit, or I want to look a certain way. And it's more of like an external superficial thing. And where I'm coming at from the perspective of this workshop is yeah, we all want to look good, but also I'm coming from the deep and internal, like physically internal position of postpartum, the core and the pelvic floor, regardless of whether you've had a C-section or not, have all had some stress for like 9 months. And depending on what happened with, you know, delivery and laboring, a lot goes on there that damages the internal ligaments, tendons, muscles of the body. And 6 weeks is not enough time to heal that tissue. It can take 6 months to a year to have full healing of ligaments, tendons, and muscles. And no one is told that. You go to your doctor and you get your clearance at 6 weeks, but he doesn't really tell you the science of how tissue heals. And it's really sad because then moms go into the gym and maybe they pee their pants, or maybe they're struggling with ab separation that they don't really know that exists because the doctor never told them. So the main purpose of my workshop is to provide some education, to tell you the things that your doctor has never told you, and to give you a starting point so that you can start working out the safe way that is appropriate for you. So it is going to be an free online workshop. It's going to kickstart your postpartum journey. If you had a baby 5 years ago or longer and things aren't feeling right either, like you're leaking or your abs just still don't look the way that you had hoped, you're going to get some benefit from this. So it's not just for those new moms, you know, out there. It is going to be interactive. So we are going to do a few assessment type exercises where we're going to test our readiness for certain things and see what's strong, what's weak, what needs some extra attention and focus on. And then that way you'll be able to kind of unpack, you know, where is the next step for you when it comes to working out? So it's totally interactive. We're going to be moving and shaking throughout the whole workshop. A couple of exercises, you'll have a chance to have some back and forth conversation with myself and some of the other groups. And this really is something that I have never seen any other trainer do in any sort of capacity online. So this is really an innovative type of workshop. And so you're not going to want to miss it. The good thing with this is I know everyone is busy and crazy. It's going to take anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes of your time. I've got two dates. It's going to be on the 14th of June, as well as the 16th of June. And then on the 14th, the class is at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then on the 16th, it's 11 a.m. Eastern. Just double checking my times. I did say it correctly. And I also want to let you know, because I know things happen, like you could be mid part of the workshop and something happens, that there's going to be a replay. So, you know, don't stress out that you're going to miss something. You can always start from the beginning, start where you left off. If you need to move or skim through things, you can do that too. So there will be a replay available. But what I'm just going to be going through are the 5 foundational assessments, tests, guidelines that I go through with my new clients, things that they need to know about their body so that they have the information they need to start, you know, working out without having to deal with injury and leaking. I don't want you to go and do things that are going to exacerbate the leakage. We're going to try to fix that a little bit. That should be your goal, is try to rectify that instead of making it worse. So just like any like knee injury, for example, if you have bad knees, you don't want to go and start doing some activity that irritates your knee. That just makes no sense. That's not going to help you get to any weight loss goal. So we want to start working on things that are going to help the knee instead of hurt the knee. So hopefully like a bell goes off and you understand what's going on. And in no way do I promote like starvation diets or crazy workouts in the gym, you know, postpartum. We're really focusing on rebuilding and regenerating and like bulletproofing your body. So starting from the deeper layers and building strength from the inside out so that you have the strong foundation to eventually do the things that you love. And if your goal is to eventually do, you know, some insane, you know, workout so that you achieve your body goals, whatever they may be, that's okay. But I want to make sure that you do that sort of stuff with a strong foundation first. I don't want you to go on starvation diets and then you have problems with milk production. That's a whole other class altogether. So if you're ready to start working out after baby the right way, if you are someone that's struggling with pain, like low back pain, hip pain, pelvic pain, ab separation, otherwise known as diastasis, or a prolapse, then this is going to be perfect for you. If you don't know that you know, if you have a diastasis or a prolapse or a leakage, we're going to actually figure that out in the workshop. So we're going to assess the body, those guided interactive exercises, so that you can learn your strengths and weaknesses. And this is going to be safe. Even if you are a couple of weeks postpartum, that's totally fine. We're not doing anything excessive. We're just assessing. We're just evaluating. We're just checking the body out. So we're not doing 100 crunches or anything that's going to damage or exacerbate any problems that you might have. So we're also going to learn the foundational things that your body needs so that you can reach your fitness goals. And again, I don't want you to spend hours in the gym or do a starvation diet. That's not practical for where you are right now. It's not like you are getting ready for a wedding and you go on a crazy diet or start crazy workouts so that you can look a certain way for a wedding or a big event in your life. That's stuff we do in our 20s, not stuff that we do after baby. So, and then also, you know, we're going to be focused on increasing your personal awareness of the needs of your body as a mom so that you can start working out properly, avoid injuries and the problems that most women deal after baby, because they just don't know, because their doctor just said, yeah, go ahead, go back to CrossFit 100%. And since you were 100% before you started, you're like, oh yeah, I could handle this. No problem. I'm going to push myself. And that's not where I want you to be. So, and then finally, you know, the whole purpose is so that you yourself can gain clarity so that you know where you need to be. This is going to be a starting point of where you are. This is almost like any workout plan, where you stand in front of the mirror and you take those horrible front and back and side shots in, you know, your skimpiest outfit. And it's like, it's this pro, like this workshop is essentially what a before picture is we are learning without standing in the mirror naked. We are assessing your before so that you can figure out what your, how you're going to get to your after. So hopefully that makes sense. So, you know, not only that you're, you know, if you have not joined, if, you know, if you're watching me in the Facebook group, it's going to happen here in this Facebook group. So that is, so you're already halfway there. For those that are listening in on the podcast, you do want to make sure that you register. And when you do register, you're going to be invited to our private Facebook group. And the Facebook group is amazing. And the reason why I wanted to host this class in Facebook is because it is an easy way to get a group of women together that are all going through the same thing. And if you start connecting in the group afterwards with other women just like you, you're going to start having this accountability and support even when this workshop is over. So that's kind of the beauty of this also, is not only do you get this whole before version of what needs to happen, like where you are in time at this moment, but when you're going through the during, when you're going through your workout journey, you're going to be part of this Facebook group and you're going to be able to ask questions, get support, find someone to maybe be like an accountability partner. So there's, this is like the workshop that keeps on giving. So, you know, of course I'm covering stuff that your doctor never told you about. Maybe your friends don't even know this stuff, most of them. And a lot of times the saddest part about this is a lot of trainers at your gym don't even know this stuff either. So that's what fears me too, is a lot of women go postpartum and they go back to their old workout classes. They go like Orange Theory or some of these other classes postpartum. Most of these trainers, and all trainers, if you go and take a personal training certification right now, they don't talk about this stuff at all. They give some basic guidelines and parameters, but they really don't know how to assess and troubleshoot and take you through this postpartum time. So I would definitely check the qualifications of any trainer that you're working with postpartum. So again, I'm doing this class twice. I'm doing it on a Tuesday and a Thursday, once in the morning, once in the evening, so that based upon your schedule, hopefully one time can fit. And of course, there's always a replay if you can't make it. I really want to welcome you to check this out. I am going to provide the link to the event. If you're checking out Facebook, then it's going to be in the comments below. If you're listening to the podcast, it's going to be in the show notes. I'm going to say the website right now, and if you're near a computer, then maybe you'll remember it. strongmomfitness.fit/workshops. Again, strongmomfitness.fit/workshop. So that is going to be available to you in the notes. So check that out. Like, new mom, old mom, this can actually be beneficial for you. If you had kids 10 years ago, you can still gain benefit from this workshop. If you've decided it's time to start like working out after baby, or start losing that baby weight once and for all, if you have some ab separation or diastasis, if you want to stop peeing your pants when you're sneezing or jumping, even if like it's coming up on summertime. So if you want to look, you know, better in your bathing suit, even if you're the type of person that is going for PRs in the gym, or even if you just want to be able to like at the bare minimum, keep up with your kids all day long and start loving your body again, this workshop is the place for you. This is where you need to be next week. So you know, I am here today to encourage you to get started. And once you sign up, you're going to have all my love and attention. I'm here to celebrate your commitment. And of course, I want you to enjoy this workshop and I want you to join in with me. You know, the fact that it's so interactive, you're going to be able to just like bang through all these exercises. And when you're done, you're going to have like a starting point. You're going to know what to do next, which, you know, most women don't even know, you know, what to do right now. They're so like confused. And I'm not here to share any like infomercial, like kind of sketchy, like weight loss gimmicks. I'm not gonna be like, oh, you've got to get this shake here. You're gonna start losing weight from the shake. That's not what it's about. And I do want to explain that, you know, I want you to learn and see what your strengths are, what your weaknesses in this actual moment, so that you can learn based upon this information, how to turn that around into something that's right for you in this stage of life. And when it does come to health and fitness, we're constantly evolving. So if you feel like health and fitness is just one thing, it's just walking every day for half an hour for your whole life, and you call that fitness, you are never going to improve or get better. Fitness is something that evolves as you go through different phases in your life. Sometimes you may find that you are in this phase where you're, you know, in the best shape of your life. We've all kind of have that version of us, you know, in our mind. And then maybe you had a troublesome third trimester where everything was uncomfortable and painful. So you didn't work out for a while. Well, what happens with that? Your body deconditions a little bit and you go through a stressful labor and your ligaments and tendons need a little help and assistance. So does your workout look exactly the same throughout your whole period of life? It does not. So it needs to evolve with you. And that's what we're doing in this workshop, is we're just figuring out your baseline. Where are you? Your before picture, like I said before. So I want to encourage everyone right now. And if you, you know, if you're listening in the Facebook, whether it's the replay or live, I want to know, are you ready to start committing to working out, to whatever it is, it's losing the baby weight, you know, whatever that version is for you. I want you to actually type in that you are committing to yourself and committing to working out and committing to doing something that is good for you. And it might look one way today, and probably 6 months down the line, it's going to look something different. But I want to provide you with the tools to be successful. So, so type in here. Like there's like a meme with like a cat typing feverishly. So I hope everyone over here is feverishly typing on their keyboard that they are going to commit to get fit, whatever that looks like for you. Whatever your goal is, if you've never worked out before, but now you're like, I want to keep up with my kids. My kids are jumping off furniture and they want me to catch them. And it hurts every time I do that. There's your why. So whatever that why is for you, I want you to commit to it. So if you need to take a moment to think about what your why is when it comes to pregnancy and postpartum workouts, then I encourage you to do so. And I did, even on my personal page, if you want to go to, if you don't follow me on Facebook, then what's going on? But I'm on Facebook as Coach Daisy Bravo. And you will, if you scroll down, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I did put a post asking moms to share the why of their workouts. And of course, there's a lot of different versions, but I want you to think about what your why is. And I would love for you to type it into the chat if you are in the Facebook group. So some examples, just to kind of get your wheels turning, of what your why could be. You know, sometimes it is, of course, weight loss. Sometimes it is to, you know, keep up with your kids. Sometimes it's to fit into a certain outfit, look good for a certain event. Sometimes it's just to keep your sanity. Like that's the only thing you have is, you know, your outlet for stress or anxiety is sometimes helps from, you know, working out is the why behind that. So we all have our versions of our why. And of course, there's no wrong answer here. So I would love for you to share. And, you know, from my last post, there were so many inspirational whys there. And initially when I posted that, all I expected was 100% was like, everyone was like, I want to fit into this, that, or the other. Cause I mean, that seems to be when you associate like fitness and stuff like that. To women, there's a lot of pressure to, you know, be skinny. And most of the moms didn't go there. Like most of them were talking about deeper things, you know, keeping up with their kids or feeling good about themselves, being able to get up in the morning, with a purpose, and to see that they're bettering themselves. So really cool stuff. So I do encourage you guys to check out that post. And, you know, I always like to, you know, talk about the benefits of exercise. And for a lot of you that are listening to the podcast or have joined this group, you don't really need convincing of the benefits or like the reasons why you need to make time to work out. It's kind of obvious, but you know, as a mom, it is so easy to put yourself last. And I understand like you've got a million things going on. And a lot of times fitness is your last priority. And, you know, this very simple thing, you know, that I tell moms when they're like, I just don't have the time. And we all have the time if we really want to make the time. And it's just like, what does that look like? And if it doesn't have to be perfect, it shouldn't be perfect because life and nothing is perfect. So my best advice for moms that just can't fit in is usually if you have 5 minutes of time, a couple 5 minute blocks throughout your day, do something, do some squats, do some lunges, do some push-ups. It doesn't have to be fancy. You don't need a Peloton. You don't need a crazy amount of equipment. If you've got some, you know, weights at home, whatever you have, you can even use body weight. But finding that time and putting that in these little pockets. So if you're on the phone, let's say you're on the phone we've all been there. You're on the phone with someone that won't stop talking. Well, what can you do? Just do some squats while you're on the phone. They're not going to know. Maybe your breathing will start to increase a little bit and they'll get a little bit suspicious, but make use of those times. Are you standing in front of the microwave heating something and you've got like this 2 minute that you're heating whatever item, do something, do a couple of exercises right then and there. And if you add up those like little empty pockets of time throughout the day, you may be getting 15, 20, 30 minutes of some sort of exercise in your day. And then you've got like this whole workout that's just been broken up in like 4 or 5 little chunks, but that is okay. Like you nailed it. You got the workout in. So that is, you know, one tip that I share with busy people, busy moms, and it doesn't take long. You know, you can write down a list of, you know, 10 exercises that you can do without running and getting equipment and just do those in the pocket of time. You maybe have the list on your phone, you know, oh, I'm going to do lunges. Oh, I'm going to do a plank. I'm going to do a wall push-up or table push-up. Have a list of all of these like random exercises that you can just bust out at any time. And here's another one that I love to do when I'm in line. So you don't look like a total freak, like you're not going to bust out in squats when you're in line at the grocery store. But I do calf raises when I'm in a line. So just standing up, I go up on my toes and lower down slowly, up on my toes, lower down slowly. I tell you, it gets like my butt, even though I'm working out the calves. Amazing exercise. I do that when I'm in line. It's insane and it's amazing. So that's my little tip there. So, but again, like, you know, it is important that you start working out and you start making yourself a priority. And, you know, we've all been there. We keep telling ourselves we'll do it later, or we'll do it when my kids are older, which is, if you fall into that category where you've told yourself, like, so these women that have had, if you're someone checking me out right now that had a baby 10 years ago or 5 years ago, and for the last 10 or 5 years, you've been telling yourselves when your kids get older, you'll have more free time and you'll start working out. That's why you need this class, this free workshop, even you ladies that have kind of put it off, because, you know, you never had a chance to strengthen those things that, you know, were weakened through pregnancy. So I'm like going off on tangents, sorry guys, but, you know, we all tell ourselves that, you know, if we have more time, then, you know, we'll start doing these things, but we're like, as humans, we always go for the path of least resistance. So we're just going to constantly keep making excuses why we don't have the time. And I want to remind you right now of some of the benefits and things that you're missing out on. So of course, like the big one for a lot of people, especially you busy people out there, is that you need a de-stressor. You need a chance to do something that allows you to clear your mind. Exercise is perfect for that. Even if it is walking outside in nature, whatever version that is, that's going to provide mad amount of opportunity to de-stress and clear your mind. And I do see a lot of people out there walking and working out outside, but they have their phone, like they're talking to somebody. And to me, I don't think that it really helps you with de-stressing and clearing your mind and enjoying nature and all the benefits. So if you are able to get off the phone and enjoy your walk, you will get more benefit out of it. Trust me. Of course, exercise is important because it's going to strengthen and tone those abdominal muscles, that core and pelvic floor that have been stressed and pulled, and you know, there's some tearing, some hormone and, you know, irritation and impact on those muscles for tendons, ligaments, all that for 9+ months in labor. Of course, you know, we all say we don't have the energy to work out, but we've all been there where we've been on a regular workout plan and all of a sudden we know, oh, wow, I have all this energy. And you would think after a workout, all you want to do is pass out, but working out begets motivation and energy, and you'll be able to keep up with your baby and the million tasks you need to do just because you spent that 10, 15, 20 minutes working out. You've got the blood rushing through the body, adrenaline release, all of this natural chemical reactions that happen when you work out are going to be like your natural caffeine. They're going to make you better throughout the day. Of course, workouts are amazing for mental health. You know, they're going to help you with your body image. And there are some studies and statistics that say that working out can help with postpartum depression. So we can try exercise first or mindfulness first before jumping to the quick fix. Of course, exercise promotes better sleep, and we all need better sleep. You can't deny regular exercise and the benefits of weight loss. Some people eat to live, not live to eat. So if you're working out, sometimes it takes away the guilt of enjoying barbecues and birthday parties and cake, because it's not going all to your hips. You are going to burn it off in your workouts, and also because your metabolism is up and firing. So you're going to improve your efficiency, mental health, physical health. I don't think anyone here will deny that. So, and I don't know a mom that doesn't need that right now. So it is time for you to make the choice, the commitment, and take care of yourself, your health, so that you can better take care of your family. So if I've convinced you that it's time to commit, please type in commit, whether you're on the replay or live, definitely do that. I really want to make sure that everyone that is listening today joins in on this workshop. And again, I'm going to post all the links in the notes as well as comments. Part of me gets frustrated, and there's so many myths when it comes to, and misinformation that seems to be like the buzzword of the day, but there's a lot, and we don't realize it, but there's a lot of postpartum fitness myths out there, and it's okay. Like, most moms don't know, like no one ever really tells you this stuff. Your doctor doesn't tell you this stuff. Your friends are kind of unaware, but you know, that number one myth of that, like 6 weeks clearance, and it's okay to resume your workouts, like drives me bananas. And, you know, most people get mad at me or, you know, think I don't know what I'm talking about when I bring this up, or if they think that they're invincible and they don't need this stuff. They're like, I'm tough, I'm fine, I'll bounce back. But, you know, it's this way of thinking that gets moms injured and prevents women from getting their body back. And then you get into this cycle where you just stop doing everything altogether because everything hurts or there's a problem and you've created injury out of injury or injury out of weakness. Doctors that have this old school mentality, they're not really telling you the whole truth that clearance is 100%, like you can start going balls to the wall and do whatever you're doing before. And of course, in medical school, you are taught tissue healing and all that stuff is taught in first year, but maybe they don't put the connection together that the injury that a lot of moms are sustaining. So it's 2022 and women are working out harder than ever with activities like CrossFit, HIIT, you know, long distance running, triathlons, Ninja Warrior, like heavy Olympic weightlifting, you know, all of those activities, those really weren't the norm. Like 20, 30 years ago, you didn't see many, like as many women doing that sort of stuff, you know. A lot of women spent time doing Jazzercise or Jane Fonda, or I don't know, following Richard, is it Richard Simmons around? Tony Little on his gazelle, you know, by your bed watching soap operas. That's not how a mom, like those are not current modern day moms. And so current modern day, like advice needs to evolve with how we're evolving. It sounds a little bit weird to me, but I want you to think about it. It's important to understand that being pregnant for 9 months and giving birth has annihilated your core and pelvic floor. I don't care if you had a C-section. I don't care if you're 23. Your core and pelvic floor have taken a beating. You have stretched like beyond what you probably thought your body was capable of. And then all of a sudden you're trying to get, you know, a belly that was this big back to this big in like a month. And think about it. Like, how is that even possible? It took you 9 months to get there. But it's going to take you a month to get back to the old thing, you know, the old body. And that's just, that's unrealistic. And if you think that your body is 100% recovered after 6 weeks and that you can handle exercises and the boot camps, you are on a fast track to worsening a diastasis, injuring your weak core and causing things like prolapse, leakage, and abdominal hernias. And I'm not really going to explain the mechanisms of injury or what they can do or like what they look like and what a recovery looks like from that. I'm going to talk about a little bit of those main concerns in the workshop. I'm not going to talk about it here today on the podcast or in this Facebook group, because that's going to hurt my brain and your brain. But I want you to be aware that there are some consequences for not rebuilding your body after baby and not easing into fitness after baby. So, you know, the secret to feeling sexy and in control and loving your body after baby and pregnancy is really the fact that realizing that your body has been injured. And I'm sure, like most moms, you've taken the time to like rest and heal. And again, resting and healing has evolved over the last 20, 30, 40, even 10 years before, especially like someone that has any kind of surgery. People used to be laid up in bed after surgery forever, like a knee injury. Well, now before you leave the hospital 2 or 3 days later, you can't be discharged until you can walk a certain distance and move around. So again, that whole thing is some women and even some cultures too, really don't let moms move around after birth for a period of time. So in our minds, when we think we're healing after baby, in our minds, that means that we should just do nothing. And that's also extreme too. We have learned that when it comes to healing tissue, yes, there is a time of immobilization and relaxation and doing nothing and letting the body repair itself. However, a larger part of recovery, science has found that movement is important. If anyone has had a knee injury or ankle injury, we used to immobilize the joint for like forever. Don't do anything. Don't put any weight on it. Don't move around. And that has changed and that's evolved to now start doing some gentle, passive and active range of motion. So healing and progression of healing has changed. However, when it comes to like postpartum, we're still following like these old rules from a million years ago. They haven't evolved. Although if you've had any other type of surgery or sports injury, you have the way the process of healing has changed and evolved, but we're not doing the same thing for our core and pelvic floor and the rest of our bodies. So there's some disconnect there. So there really needs to be some education on proper healing because, you know, jumping into that hardcore weight loss or boot camp and intense exercise or those crunches without proper rehabbing, just like if you've had a knee injury without proper rehab, what's going to happen if you go back to the old way of working out? You're going to develop a chronic injury and a chronic problem. Just look at a lot of gymnasts. So the fact is when you do what you think you're missing, like when you start doing this and you start going into these crazy exercises, you're missing the most important part of recovery. Again, it's not like that laying around and healing with the ice pack or the heat pack on. It's the actual active movement, the active rehab, the progressive strengthening, the reconditioning work. That's where like the gold happens. That's where our progress happens. That's how we bulletproof ourselves and prevent future injuries or problems. We're rebuilding that foundation. We're stronger than we've ever been before because we've gone through that healing. So while like other new moms like burn themselves out like crazy, they miss the important time with their baby because I got to go on the treadmill for, I don't know, like 3 hours or something, because they're just like so obsessed with the gym and their bodies, you know, they end up injuring themselves. And, you know, you could do this the right way by focusing on the rehab, the strengthening, and the reconditioning. We need to start this from the inside out. This is how the abs will naturally flatten out. I don't want you guys to spend crazy hours in the gym or starve yourself. It's needless at this moment. You're just stressing your body out for no reason at all. So by focusing and learning what we're going to be doing, the right exercises for your situation at the right time of your postpartum journey, you're going to notice better and faster injury-free results that are going to make you feel sexy and confident and in control with your body again. And sometimes we need to slow down in order to speed up and have better results later. Knowing that this rehabbing or healing time, this strengthening and reconditioning is the actual rocket fuel so that you can take your body way beyond where you were before, if that's where, you know, where you want to be. So stop right now on like focusing on this old myth. And I want you to choose to explore what is possible for yourself once you start to recondition your body from the inside out. And I really want to invite you to take this workshop, and we're going to go through and deep dive and see, now I know what I'm working with my core. Now I know what I'm working with my pelvic floor. Now I know if I can handle certain exercises or movements at this moment of time. And then you'll also know like how to progressively take it to the next step. So that is the important thing that I want to stress in this workshop. So if you are still here and listening to me babble on, if you've listened this far, then this workshop is going to be for you. And I think you're really going to enjoy it and take a lot out of it. Again, I don't think like you will find anything like this online. And I do want to have the disclaimer that I'm not diagnosing anything. This is not like a prescription for anything. This is, again, it's your before picture. It's so that you can see what you're working with and what you're starting with. If you go through some of these assessments and exercises and you find something that is a little unsettling, then hey, it's great. You discovered something interesting. It's probably time to exercise, or maybe you'll learn that exercise isn't the best place for me right now. Maybe physical therapy is something for you. So you're going to learn a lot about the body. And so I do want to hear you say that you're committing to yourself and your fitness and your body and your evolution as a fit and healthy mom. So feel free to communicate with me in any way that you know. So whether that is DMing me, emailing me at daisy@strongmomsfitness.com, if it's in the Facebook group, I am very happy to answer any of your questions. I do think that I've talked a lot, so I'm going to let you guys digest that, because I think after a certain point, we all stop listening and we all get busy and want to move on. Hopefully I got a point across of what this workshop's going to be about, why it's important for you to take this next step, whether you're a new mom or have had a baby years and years ago, that is, you're still in the right place. So I want to thank you for taking the time to hang out with me. I am going to try to be a little bit more active here. As soon as this workshop is over, I'm going to go back to my regular content production, like my weekly lives, weekly podcasts, my weekly newsletters, things like that, stuff that I just like I guess I just can't multitask or something, because I've put a lot of things on the back burner that I know that a lot of you guys enjoy, including the podcast. So I do want to thank you for those that are part of this Facebook group. I want to thank you to all the listeners of the Strong Moms Fitness podcast, and I will be back next week with more fun stuff. So thanks for sticking with me today. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as new episodes drop. Also, be sure you don't miss out on your chance to win a free program of your choice from Strong Moms Fitness. All you have to do is leave a 5-star review, screenshot it before you submit, and send it to daisy@strongmomsfitness.com. Your review helps other people find our show. And as a thank you, once a month, we choose the review that makes us all warm and tingly inside and award that lucky lady a free program of their choice. So do it now. It could be you. See you next time, you badass mom, you.